I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Most of the vegetables I grow are primarily for eating. Some may be beautiful too, but if I can't eat it, I'm not interested. The exception is gourds. Gourds are one of the earliest plants domesticated by man and are grown around the world. We use them for a multitude of purposes, except eating. There are two types of this cucumber family plant, the decorative or soft-shelled gourd and the larger hard-shelled gourd. The soft-shelled gourds are those warty, odd-looking, colorful small gourds you see used as fall decorations. They usually rot after a good frost and are composted. The hard-shelled gourds are the ones used since ancient times. Many hard-shelled gourds are named after their usage, such as dipper gourd, spoon gourd, bottle gourd, basket gourd, and birdhouse gourd. Some people make musical instruments from their gourds. Once cured, these hard-shelled gourds can last for years. I still have a bottle gourd I grew for my stepson 25 years ago. The key to preserving hard-shelled gourds is to cure and dry them properly. Gourds take a long time to mature, so be patient. Harvest once the gourd has reached full size, but before a frost. Wash off the shell with a soapy water solution to disinfect it. Place gourds in a warm, well-ventilated dark room for drying. The skin should dry within a week, while the insides of the gourd may take several months. Don't let the gourds touch each other and check them daily for rotting. When you can shake the gourd and hear the seeds rattle around inside, it's dry. Now you can paint, carve, wax, and decorate your gourd. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about lasagna gardening. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.